Brandon Bass, I'm here, Eagleville High School head baseball coach. Before I say anything about our four seniors on the field, let me say, first of all, that, you know, I appreciate how they, you know, accepted me in the fall. And, it's not easy when you change coaches your senior year, but those guys did a great job and doing a good job leading us. And not only are they four good baseball players, they're also four great kids. And that's what hurts about, you know, losing the season and watch them, be heartbroken. And it is gut-wrenching for sure. And, I'll go through these guys in numerical order, starting with number five. Will Graves. Will would have been our center fielder and pitcher, and he threw really well in the opening game against Summertown, and probably had a chance, you know, to be one of the district pitchers of the year for sure. And he was ready for a big senior year, had a great year last year as a junior. I was going to hit probably in the two hole for us again in Manor outfield, and also probably be one of our district pitchers more than likely. And we'll miss Will tremendously. Will Sunday baseball scholarship with Cumberland University, so hopefully in the fall he'll head up there and start his college career. But we'll miss Will for sure. Number eight, Gabe Croson, was going to play second base for us. And Gabe's a gamer. Probably in the three games we played, he'd already made about three SportsCenter top 10 plays at second base already. He's flashy out there, and Gabe plays the game right and has fun. Gabe runs well and was hitting the ball well to start the season. So we'll miss Gabe as well at second base and move on from there. Number 13, Ryan Wells, shortstop. And Ryan's one of those guys, you really hate it for. You hate it for all these guys, but, you know, Ryan battled through injury and rehabbed and was ready for a big senior year. And Ryan needed a big senior year to be, to be recruited. Ryan can definitely play college somewhere. He's one of those guys out there that needs somebody to pick him up and have a good college career. Ryan's got a ton of talent. Would probably hit leadoff for us all year. And again, played shortstop. Hopefully we got in the point he could have thrown some for us on the mound as well. And we'll miss Ryan tremendously as well going into next year. Our last guy, our first baseman, number 16, Greg Weaver. And every team needs a Greg Weaver, man. Whether it's Greg doing cartwheels before the game started or making us laugh in the dugout or the locker room. And Greg had worked hard 3 years and waited his turn. Was playing first base for us and hoping that Greg would have a big senior year. And again, just hated for him because he'd worked hard and waited around and waited his turn. Again, hated for all those guys. But again, it's gut-wrenching, it's heartbreaking to put in all that work and time and fundraising and rehab and workouts and conditioning. And again, we'll miss those guys tremendously. And so I just want to thank them for taking me in a tough situation for them, from the fall, through the spring that we got to play. And I wish those guys nothing but the best in the future.